Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When the evening sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, it's just, it's overwhelming to deal with all of this heavy news and information. And so I do tend to lose my cool, but I can't just talk about this stuff calmly. And maybe that's a pitfall of mine, but I mean, seriously, we're talking about the end of human freedom. We're talking about global slavery. We're talking about forced murderous injections. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get a little emotional. And, I mean, the only reprieve that I can see is, at least we have Louis Gohmert, Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene finally making a big fuss out of the Democrat Party prisoners in D.C., and now they've finally gotten into that building. There's a huge media scrum with them. There's tons of people with them. That's the answer. That's the thing is, InfoWars can't be leading these charges politically. We're a news organization. We're here to awaken people and get people out of their slumber. We need real action from our political leaders. We need real action from leaders in government. And, I mean, finally, Alex, like, finally, I mean, it's barely even a trickle of water, but, hey, maybe finally the dam will break and these Republican leaders will start to motivate other government officials to take the lead to save this country.
Well, that's what it's going to take. And in fact, I'm not watching TV. I didn't know that there's developments were happening. That's great news. So let's keep that on screen for TV viewers, but for radio listeners, everybody else. I was just about to come back and talk about Chip Roy from Texas and how he just got pissed and said, this whole thing's a farce. You're a fraud. You're a scam. And call him out. Bill, and you need to be angry. We need to get people out of their slumber. That's why I legitimately aren't putting on an act when I start stuttering on air and yelling and getting upset, because this is real warfare. If we don't get upset by this covert warfare that they admit in their own documents is warfare, then they're going to keep doing it. That's the reason they commit all these crimes, is they've gotten away with this for so long, and the average American, again, believes the social contract is still there. I'm going to tell you when we come back in the next segment, horrific stories. Well, I've been on a workcation the last 4 or 5 days of people that I've talked to that have come up to me. And yesterday, when a third person told me of a family member who was 35 years old in great health, who was murdered by a ventilator, and then I started literally having, I don't want to call it PTSD, but you know, I mean, my brain was going back to all these hundreds of examples of that nurse we had on from New York. We should get her back on, and others, when that she would see like them bring a homeless person in and say, oh, you got a sore throat. They have them sign paperwork, put them in a coma, and then take a week to kill them on a ventilator. And I ran into three people that came up to me and told me they murdered their family members the same way. And three separate people say, I'm thinking about taking action. What do you think I should do? And then I rented a boat yesterday to go fishing. And the captain of the boat is, again, 33. His best friend, cousin, first cousin, lives in Phoenix. I'll tell the story when we come back. And we cover the other news, but I always say I'm going to cover something else. We're getting to it then. And they murdered him. And he told me the story. He said he had sore throat, was coughing up green. He went to the regular doctor. They didn't give him antibiotics. They didn't check it. They didn't see what it was. They didn't do any of that. They said, go to the hospital. You might have COVID. They get there, they test him, and we know those are fake tests. They said, hey, we're just going to intubate you. You'll be fine. Sign here. No family there didn't know what he was doing. Signs it. They lay him down, put him to sleep, and then lethal injected his ass with the modern guillotine known as the ventilator. And I'm sitting there with a fishing line in the water, becoming physically angry, and I couldn't even enjoy myself anymore. So we just sat there on the boat for 4 hours talking about, you know, what do we do? I mean, that's the level this has reached on, because here's the deal. We better come up with a plan, and Congress better come up with a plan. These governors better well damn do something, or they're going to be held accountable too. And I have no desire for physical war, but we're under attack. Just like Patrick Henry said, you know, you guys cry peace, peace, but the war has already begun. So may your chains sit lightly upon you. And I'm not going to lead some military operation. I don't want violence. They're going to commit violence and blame it on us. I'm just saying they're assaulting us. They are killing us. They are murdering us. They know damn well what they're doing. It's come out a year and a half ago that the ventilators are what kill people. They get $53,000 to take healthy people and murder their asses. And almost all the deaths are in certain city-run hospital clusters. I said, let me guess. Do you go to a city-run hospital? Is that where they sent them? Yeah. I said, investigator referral from the clinic he went to, and I bet you that they get a referral when somebody has a sore throat to send them to be murdered. They think they're going to get medical care, but instead they're going to get killed.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
What an epic time to be alive. A human revolution for freedom is inevitable.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Owen Schroyer in studio, Alex Jones on the line. And we've been highlighting this last week and beyond how in Italy, in France, in Tunisia, all across the planet, humans are standing up saying, we want to be free. We're sick of your COVID tyranny. We know this was a bioweapon launched against us. We know that the vaccine is killing people. You're not going to lock us down. You're not going to enslave us. And you're seeing mass demonstrations happening worldwide. America's almost kind of behind on this one, but maybe finally starting to grow its legs. And Alex, we now have new footage out of the parliament in Italy, apparently just descending into total chaos as they're discussing mandatory vaccines and vaccine passes, and just the whole thing gets overwhelmed and overrun, and this is just the inevitable future. Humans are not designed to be governed or enslaved, and ultimately that will not be our fate, Alex Jones.
All going under bondage. Worldwide, these evil corporations have wrapped themselves in Black Lives Matter while they're the ones literally murdering Africa with this shutdown and what's happening. And again, the UN and Klaus Schwab and the Davos Group and Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation all publicly are directing worldwide that they got to put an experimental substance in our body, which we now know doesn't protect us, makes us sicker, kills people, and then they say, you're not going to get food. And you're not going to have a job, and you're not going to leave your house. That's been said by more than a dozen world leaders. It's been said by all the top Democrats. It's been said all over the channels. And you sit there imagining a science fiction movie 30 years ago where in the future they use the fear of a virus to lock things down. If you don't take the experimental shot, which they admit doesn't work, you then don't get food. This is what the cloistered ivory tower leftists are doing. And they've got their front man, Don Lemon, declaring serious siege. The most ancient form of total war is siege. This is siege, and they're saying, take the shot, and we will release the siege. But then the morons that took the shot learn, oh, guess what? You're a super spreader now. You got a special virus. It's not a virus. It's a protein crystal. The studies are coming out. The autopsies are coming out, confirming everything. And listen, I'm so sorry to folks that got bamboozled or got, you know, pushed into doing this, and I'm not judging you, and I'm not blaming you. And a lot of top scientists have come out and said massive doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, a ton of water, sunlight, jacking up your immune system, purifying your body, and then hopefully the prion crystals won't keep growing. But the studies are clear now. You take three of these shots, they never go away. And that's really what Gates already had planned. They knew this from the rodent studies. They need that third shot to get an even higher kill rate. Oh, there's another huge article we'll cover next segment. Something I meant to say, something I've mentioned only a few times. It's so important why they're so desperate with half the public in the United States not taking the deadly shot. And that's because it's going to be so clear, because we know with these Pfizer and Moderna shots, it goes and basically destroys the ovaries. That's confirmed. That these women will never have children again. What are they going to do you have a giant control group of the other half of the women who can all have children still. See, that's why you've got to then sterilize basically everybody. Then they'll claim it's something else. Like, oh, sperm counts are down 90% worldwide. By 2045, everyone will be sterile. That's official. They don't tell you how they're doing it. Well, we do. So it's the same thing. These women are going to be sterilized. They are sterilized. Human fertility is an amazing thing, but it's being massively reduced. And, I mean, this is just total war. And they expect us to never wake up to the war. But, see, we're waking up front early in the game, and that's why they're so panicked. But here's Don Lemon again, folks. This is the talking point, declaring war on you and your family, saying, but imagine growing up hearing in Cuba. Cuba says if you don't take a shot, you can't leave your house and go to the grocery store. Or North Korea. This is North Korea-level stuff. And, again, if you take the ID he's talking about, that's what the shot is. It's a digital ID. If you start using your ID pass, it's digital, then they've got you and can keep you from going to the grocery store. So people think, oh, I'll submit so I get food. No. You submit, then you don't get the food. You take the shot, then you die. You get sick, you see. Oh, you take the shot, now you're a super spreader because you're the fool. You're the sucker. This is a trap. These people are the most wicked, evil people the planet's ever seen. They turn logic on its head. They invert everything. This is pure Satanism you're witnessing. This is a pure satanic war. In the past, you know, the wars were human, had satanic influences, but it was human wars. That's why you saw passions and honor and betrayal, and you saw chivalry and unchivalrous acts. Those were human wars. This is a modern satanic war out of the mind of Satan that can only be carried out through big-time media, through domesticated populations, and through brainwashing. So you're seeing the leading edge of future war, of alien warfare against the planet. That's what this is, ladies and gentlemen. This is alien. Fallen One, alien attack. Through people that work with it, and they've been operating, again, in the fourth, third, and second dimension. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they're operating fully physically through a new artificial silicon overlay that is a artificial omnipresence control system so that Satan can have a limited omnipresence to now carry out his final assault on humanity. Let's go ahead and play the satanic announcement by CNN.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now. Because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever. I'm free. Well, your kids are not free to give other kids.
That's enough. So notice, folks. He never gives any statistics or facts or studies or data points like we do. He just lies like the CDC. Oh, it's your fault that you didn't take the shots. So now we've got vaccinated super spreaders. So, well, what's the logic? Show us the data. Oh, sorry. You can't see that data. Just like Fauci goes, oh, there's nasal titer test. I go look that up. None of it's true. But what is true? Scientists all over the world are doing D-dimer tests, one of the most respected tests ever. 62%. Funny, the same number in Australia, same number in Europe, same number here. It's between 60 and 70%, but usually about 60% have D-dimer, meaning they're positive, meaning they have blood clots. And so now there are people doing their own private trials. It's going to break in the news soon, where human volunteers who want to expose this are taking D-dimers before and D-dimers after. And that's there. So we got some committed people out there to stop this. But I mean, oh, and this is total freaking war. So it's totally normal that you get upset. I want to play another clip. Owen said it last segment. It's time to get upset. It's time to get angry. It's time to call these criminals out everywhere they go, at local TV stations, local radio stations. Doctor goes on TV and lies and says a bunch of bull. Go to their office peacefully, bullhorn them. They try to make kids wear masks at the local school. Go bullhorn. Go to the PTA. Get aggressive. Expose these people. But here's Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. We'll play with the intro with Tucker Carlson laying out exactly what's happening. And this is the type of action we need. Quit cowering, quit playing along with their narrative, call the whole narrative out for what it is a damn lie.
Ask. No one's pausing to ask questions at this moment, though. That's not allowed. Nancy Pelosi definitely won't allow it. You're an anti-vaxxer if you ask those questions. Do masks work? She doesn't care. Pelosi is threatening to punish any member of Congress who doesn't wear a mask on the House floor, and most obey. Watch this.
Members are reminded that under House Resolution 38, the Sergeant-at-Arms is authorized and directed to impose a fine against any member acting in violation of this policy.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi's going to fine you if you don't pretend that it's science when it's clearly just a form of social control. Most Republicans went along with this. Not all of them did, though. Chip Roy, a member of Congress from Texas, just delivered remarks against it. Here's part of what Chip Roy said.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in a corner, to have mental health issues. And the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it. We are absolutely sick and tired of it, and so are the American people. This sham of an institution is doing nothing for the American people, nothing for the betterment of the people that send their representatives here.
Why didn't they all say that? Hard to know, but Chip Roy did. Congressman Chip Roy joins us. Now, Congressman, thanks so much.
That's good. Owen, I know you've got a lot. Yeah,
we've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Americans are starting to connect the dots of the New World Order and the corrupt globalist empire, and they're realizing once they've connected the dots, the image is total imprisonment worldwide, no more human freedom. And, you know, there's a couple dots that are pretty obvious to be connected. Some are a little less obvious. For example, when they're bringing in 5 million, 10 million illegal immigrants across the southern border, and then the New York Times publishes a story last night, there is no good reason why you should have to be a citizen to vote. They're telling you, you don't get an election anymore, you don't get a country anymore. And then, Alex, maybe the more nuanced one that I haven't heard anybody talk about, and I just even realized it this morning, it seems so obvious now, but we knew that the D.C. police were involved in January 6th because they stood down and they opened the doors to let people in. How did we not see this before, though, when you have all those police officers come forward and lie about what happened on January 6th? That's the final proof. They were clearly in on it. All those police officers working with Pelosi, wearing the BLM shirts, wearing the Pride shirts, hating Trump, celebrating the riots happening in Kenosha and Minneapolis, and then they get on the stand and they lie about January 6th? Of course they were involved. Of course they were involved in the stand down. Of course Pelosi and Mayor Muriel Bowser stood down so they could have this event. It's all so obvious. How did we miss it, Alex? As soon as those officers sat down and testified against America, that should have been case closed. They organized the whole thing.
And again, the rank and file, we know, as you know, you've been in that jail system twice, for literally peacefully protesting silently. We know their entire background. It's the few select people in charge were operatives. Trump asked for the National Guard. He was denied by D.C. He could have overridden it, but didn't, because Milley told him that would look like a police state. Remember that? Milley and Honore ran the whole thing, as best I can understand. Milley ran it from the White House. Honore ran it from the outside. And they need to be indicted. I mean, it's that simple. They provocateured. They had provocateurs out of a million people. They got maybe 100 to attack. They got about 500 to go in. And now they're branding us as terrorists. But pulling back from this, I just want to reiterate this to listeners. When you hear on the news, Americans are bad, Americans are evil, they're stupid, they won't take the shots, Saudi Arabia's done a great job, India's done a great job, all this crap, it's not even true from their position. India's less than 10%, Saudi Arabia's less than 20%. They're refusing. And so, yeah, I'm glad that half of America has refused, okay? The number's a little bit higher. They've been lying on those numbers, too. Numbers I've got is less than 40%. That's why they're so pissed. And so they're just totally panicking. I can tell you, none of the Hollywood people are taking the shots. I can tell you, none of those Democrats at the White House are taking it. They're not stupid. Okay? This is all, I mean, how many world leaders got the shot and it was fake when they took it? And they think we're so dumb they even do a good job of giving them the fake shot to Benjamin Netanyahu and all this other stuff. This is garbage. They the higher-ups, the globalists that control the planet, would have paid to put these politicians in, have spent decades preparing the Great Reset. They believe they're saving the Earth by depopulating. And we know that these so-called shots, these so-called vaccines, reduce fertility and grow protein crystals, prions, in the body, period. And yes, they're transmissible, and people that have taken the shots, their entire body, some it works on, some it doesn't. Thank God humans are so powerful. Humans aren't, I mean, they'll tell you, they study chemicals and agents on rats and pigs, because they're the closest, for whatever reason, not even genetically, but closest in response, in most cases, to rats and pigs. Okay? Rats are tough. Pigs are tough. Everybody knows that humans are tough. You give rats a lot of poison. You give pigs a lot of poison, they won't die. Same thing with humans. I mean, we can take more poison and more stuff than most people, than most animals and things can. We are tough as nails, okay, folks? That's how we can drink, you know, huge amounts of alcohol and take all these drugs and not die. And so they got to come up with a super weapon here. So, yeah, it killed the rodents in most cases. It killed all the ferrets because they're all souped up and high-end. You know, stuff that'll kill it. You know, I mean, a dog dies but eats chocolate, folks. We love it. So, you know, we're tough. But the estimates are from and scanning all this info is it looks like 30% of the people within 5 years are going to be dead that have taken these. And that's a conservative estimate. So, again, folks, if you think things are bad now, I'm not being pessimistic. I'm not being negative. It's like I've used this analogy. You're 10 miles down the river from a huge dam, and you learn terrorists just blew the dam up, and the radio comes on and says, the dam has broken. Everyone get to high ground now. You only have minutes if you're in the town of such and such. It's the same deal. They blew the dam. It's broke, folks. It's coming. Okay. I mean, I've never lied to you. I'm hardly ever wrong. There's not much we can do to turn this back now. They have put into motion devastation. They have pulled the trigger on the level equivalent to nuclear war. They are collapsing civilization. Now, out of this collapse, we're going to end up probably being able to arrest these people, bring them to justice, and, you know, stop their world government move. And that's what the Bible says is going to happen. But they're going to have power for a short period of time. And so I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just telling you, almost all the rats died, all the ferrets died. They did specific studies Fauci paid for with these exact same vaccines under other names, University of Texas. I just keep hammering that. I've got hundreds of news articles, hundreds of videos to cover. It's all super interesting, but I'm just going to keep hammering the listeners. Do you understand it kills almost all the rats, all the ferrets? Do you understand it kills them? Do you understand they did it on purpose? Do you understand they're trying to murder you? Do you? And I just keep hammering this because it's hard for me to believe, too. I can't, but it's real. Bill Gates and all these people did not take over the planet and say they want to depopulate it for nothing. They're doing it, and they're proud of it. So I want everyone listening is going to lose their job, their home, their children. All of you that submit are going to be first in line for destruction, as you're now seeing with the vaccinated being treated like crap. And so I'm just telling you, you have nothing to gain by serving these people. You have everything to gain by giving your life to Christ, waking up and realizing you're living in the end times, Owen.
Well, and you watch the videos the crew is rolling of the vaccine injectors showing up in these Indian villages, and they literally get attacked and then they get beaten and bloodied with sticks. That's the proper response. Somebody shows up to murder you. You fight back. You don't take it. Somebody shows up to, you know, rape your wife or kidnap your kids. No, you stand up. You beat the living hell out of them. That's absolutely the proper response. Somebody shows up to give you a deadly forced injection. You fight back. You stand up for yourself. Hey, I don't want to see the world turn into total chaos. That's the last thing I want to see. I like life. I thank God for creating this incredible consciousness and experience. But I mean, again, somebody shows up to rob you or rape your wife or kidnap your kids or give you a deadly vaccine, damn right you're going to be pissed. Damn right you're going to bludgeon the hell out of that individual. And so that's why you're seeing these images coming out of the Indian villages, because they've seen it too many times. They've seen Bill Gates people show up, inject 1,000 people in a African village, and then half the village dies a week later. So now the same thing happens in African villages. The Bill Gates white lab coats show up in African villages, and they get chased out with sticks and torches because they're like, you're not killing us again. So we got to learn from this history, Alex. We have to have human instincts again.
Well, that's right. When we come back, I want to play some clips. Dr. David Martin, the inventor of mRNA, absolutely lays out the facts that this is the autoimmune response. After you've had the vaccine, it makes you get sick now and basically die. And he talks about that. He talks about how it was predicted. And then I've got Dr. David Barner, the guy from Pfizer, who, again, said a few weeks ago the same thing. He's the head of the UK program that is studying everyone that's been injected. And he says, oh, it's incredible. You lose your immunity to these viruses within just a few months and to all the other viruses. So, again, they admit it removes your damn immunity.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dystopian future, the likes of which 1984 would rival. And so earlier today, we covered that the VAERS website, Health and Human Services VAERS website, which is where you report vaccine adverse reactions and death, and that number was going over 12,000. That's just the reported numbers. And the website went down. Oh, you can no longer see all the people dying from the COVID-19 vaccine. You used to be able to go download all the data, and it would pop up on your computer in a spreadsheet, and they had it all graphed out, and it would show. You open the spreadsheet, and you just have tens of thousands of cases of Guillain-Barré and death and everything, and it all said COVID-19 vaccine. I've done it myself. And you may remember a couple weeks ago, we were showing you from the Israel's health ministry. They had their own table, similar to the VAERS report, but it was more about COVID cases. And it showed how the majority of all of their COVID cases in Israel were fully vaccinated people. And that chart is still going viral on the internet. But just like they shut down the VAERS website, now the Israel Health Ministry has removed those tables from the website. So you can no longer see that all of the new COVID cases are from fully vaccinated people. So they couldn't have that information out there, Alex. That was too much. So the Ministry of Truth, right out of 1984, right out of Brave New World, has removed that data, has deleted that from the internet because they can't have the people seeing that their deadly vaccines aren't stopping COVID.
That's right. So let's start at the beginning on this because this point is incredibly important, over the top important. 1986, they passed the Vaccine Damage Fund and they give liability protection to vaccine makers for the six vaccines they were pushing at that time. Now it's over 50. So now you call any drug or any injection, maybe anything called cyanide, vaccine, and they'll probably give that approval. Just check kids with cyanide, just kill them right there. And it's all legal, it's all lawful according to their fraud. Of course, Hitler can say it was legal to kill people too. It's not the case. They can pass laws saying black people don't have rights. It's a bunch of bull. But that's not even operating. And so there was VAERS, very credible by law. Nurses and doctors are supposed to file things on that. The truth is, most of the time they do it less than, you know, 1 out of 100 times or so that the but most clinics don't want trouble. They don't want to say adverse reactions because that can come back on them with liability. So they estimate it's about 1 in 40, 1 in 100, 1 in 10. It varies in the studies, but there's a lot more bad things happening than actually get reported. But overall, it's a federal crime to report anything false on there. The left's gone on as jokes and, you know, said, oh, I took a shot and turned into the Incredible Hulk. To discredit that, because they work for big tech and the globalists and big pharma, they want to silence the slaves while they murder us and while they set up their world ID. And then while they tell us that we won't be able to go outside or have food or have our children, we don't take their deadly shots. I mean, what a cult of sickos. So the leftists and big tech, all the rest of them, have been so upset about VAERS. I remember you saying this a few weeks ago. I said it too. I said, how long until they take VAERS down? Because they cannot have that vestigial thing there of, oh, how are you going to give liability protection to these companies if there isn't some place for there to be reports so the public could see? So they created VAERS in the 1980s. And they got it online by the 1990s. And now, conveniently, exactly in Israel and here, it's been taken down. Now listen, when you read these John Hopkins white papers, these Rockefeller Foundation white papers, they talk about once we implement this Operation Lockstep, there's a whole Rockefeller plan. Now the Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of U.S. policy. They were always in charge, you know, since the 90s or so. But now they're publicly in charge, and they're the ones that gave the order to take that down. You better believe it. While they go in and change it or make it, you know, not as easy to get to or claim, oh, there were errors, we found fraud. Definitely they want to get rid of that because they're in charge of depopulating us and giving us these diseases that will take a long time to die, and then they'll have the treatments to suck the money out of you while they kill you. And so that's why that's so important, because they're not just suppressing you on Google and Apple and Twitter and everywhere else and Facebook and Instagram. They're now doing it at the medical level. And exactly what you said, they didn't know what to do when the Israelis own doctors and own people aren't bad. It's the people at the top that are bad, just like here. They're just like doctors here. They care about people. They're average scientists, average doctors. They reported the truth, and they said the majority of new cases are in the vaccinated. They're very serious cases. The majority of folks dying have been vaccinated. And so our media said that can't be true, and Fauci said it can't be true. 2 weeks later, they now admit, okay, it's true. The vaccinated have to wear masks, and you're the main spreaders now, because it was always their plan. But they didn't want this out now. They wanted this out in the fall and the winter, come out a little bit early, and they were going to blame it again on the unvaccinated. But now, because of good doctors and scientists all over the world getting out ahead of them, they're having to respond to having their data challenged up front instead of the last year and a half never even giving us data. The only data they gave us was PCR, which they said, admitted, was 94% false. Now they admit 100% false. Again, with a PCR test, you can turn it up, and it will say a brick has COVID. It will say a goat has COVID. It will say that a glass marble has COVID. It will say thin air has COVID. It's a fraud, just like 23andMe saying lizard spit is an Eastern European or something. It's, and I'm doing it myself. Well, we're sending off my cat's saliva, sending off my mom's dog's saliva, just to, again, who started 23andMe? The criminal, the anti-free speech monster pig that runs YouTube. But it's a woman. Oh, it's a woman. These are monsters. If Hitler would have been a woman, they would have won. But they put women up as their fronts because we genetically don't think of a woman as a threat because 95% of violent crime is committed by men. That's true. But the psychologists use it against us and use women as the front because then we don't think it's a threat. These are a new type of women. So we have to understand, folks, these are satanically animated meatbags, all right, that are literally slaughtering you and your family. All of it's fraud. They know it. They sit around their boardrooms and laugh. Bayer Pharmaceuticals came out 20 years ago, knowingly for a decade, got blood from one place in the world on purpose that had hepatitis and HIV in it, and that was the prison system in Arkansas. They would deliberately not test the blood. They had it shipped to Canada for Bayer. They had it mixed into factor VIII and shipped out worldwide, and it came out in the court cases that the CEOs of Bayer over the regions in France and in Australia said, you can read the quotes, in the board meetings, they recorded this with stenographers. So imagine, they've got like a court reporter in their board meetings saying, there's too many hemophiliacs, screw them, when their own people said, hey, you know, there's hepatitis and HIV in all of these blood clotting drugs. And they said, good, there's too many hemophiliacs. These people want to murder you, murder you. So the Clintons were involved. You say, why would they do that? They would let people with HIV give blood up to every week on purpose. People said, why? That's so satanic. Exactly. They wanted to do it. That was a human sacrifice for the Clintons. Their God gives them power. Satan gives them power when they kill innocent people. And killing, they estimate over 1 million hemophiliac children. Giving them hepatitis and HIV was a sacrament. Just like Ed Buck, it turns out, it was a religion to him to inject black men and bring them to death and then give them shots to bring them back of the anti-drug. But two black men still died. And he fed it with skulls and candles and goat's heads. He was extracting their energy. And he loved the power of injecting them. And that's what this is for this cult, making us wear masks, taking their poison shots. They are doing satanic rituals. And when you realize they're extracting power, that's why in Germany, 30,000 children just in one city given to pedophiles. Then it turned out it was all over the country at an industrial level. Millions and millions of people involved in it. Hundreds of thousands of children raped, tortured. And you read deeper in literature, most of the time it's described as satanic rituals in Catholic churches. Because, again, if you're a Satanist, the highest thing to do is not just rape a child, but to do it in a church as part of blasphemy. As that's what a black mass is you do it in the church at night. And so when people, this doesn't make sense to you folks because you're not devil worshipers. You're not pedophiles. But as soon as you realize the enemy is literally satanic devil worshipers, then it makes total sense. And then you realize that's what they're doing. Fauci is a high priest Satanist, folks. He is literally murdering you, lying to you. He is a devil. He is Satan incarnate. And he is mega killing, just like he ran the whole HIV situation. He goes, I used to go in the bathhouses in 79 in New York where the HIV started. Yeah, he was involved in a program giving the gay men vaccination, supposedly, for all these diseases so they wouldn't spread it. And guess where the first vectors were? In New York City in the bathhouses. And that's where Dr. Fauci was working. He is literally the number one suspect of launching that bioattack. Now we begin to realize the magnitude of the individuals we're dealing with. And I know, folks, this sounds over the top. I cannot describe to you how truly evil these folks are.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and I'm on the road. Owen Schroyer is doing a great job sitting in the main chair there in the ATX. And Matt Bracken coming up next hour. Then Owen and others will be hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Wild Horse is going to drag me away in this historic time. I just need to go ahead and just finish this up. I keep going back to the Satanism because that's what these people are. And they are extracting energy out of hurting humans, and that's their goal. They don't have a right to rule the earth. They can be easily defeated if we wake up to the evil and admit it's real. But you have to admit the horror. You have to admit the devil's real. The devil's greatest trick, as they say, was getting the world to think he didn't exist. And so it's hard for me to admit this. It's made my hair turn gray. I have nightmares about it, but, you know, God strengthens me. And that's how we know exactly what's going to happen, because we're not naive, folks. We understand the battle plan. And those that serve evil are given over to great delusion. These people serving Satan are not in charge. They're slaves. They actually believe some of their own BS. A lot of them actually do know it's BS, but a lot of them are given over to a great delusion. When you are not deluded and you really open yourself up to the truth and do the real research, you get great detail and understanding of how the world works, and then you get an incredible frustration that you want to warn people and you want to stop it. So I want to show something right now of Michael Rappaport. I'm saying John Rappaport, that's the great reporter, not Michael Rappaport, the Hollywood guy, who's always attacking me and attacking patriots and, you know, always saying we're full of bull, and he calls me the worst person in the world, and it just says unspeakably horrible things about me. But if you look at an Infowars.com article that we can put on screen about John Rappaport, strange. I'm getting the feedback of my show. I'll call you back.
All right, we'll get reconnected there with Alex. And again, he's going to go to the clip here of Michael Rappaport, who got the vaccine, was told he was a hero. He did it. He got the vaccine. And, I mean, to the guy's credit, at least he's being honest about this situation. And he sees the CDC saying, yep, vaccinated people are causing the spread. They're causing the mutation. Maybe he even saw the data coming out of Israel and Singapore and other places where most of the cases of COVID, most of the new hospitalized cases of COVID are in fully vaccinated people. So he's seeing this and he's saying, wait a second, I was lied to. I was deceived. I was tricked. And that's an opening now. That's an opening now for Michael Rappaport and any others in a similar situation as him to say, wait a second, if I was lied to about this, maybe I was lied to about everything else. Maybe I was lied to about January 6th. Maybe I was lied to about Trump. Maybe I was lied to about the election. You were. You were. You were duped. You were fooled by all those big lies. And maybe it's the big vaccine lie that finally gets him to wake up and see the truth. We won't hold our breath, but this is an opportunity for awakening. And if you can awake somebody who is as strong as a brainwashed leftist for the establishment, an establishment hack as Michael Rappaport, well, maybe there's hope for others. And so that's why this story is such an interesting one. And you know that there's people out there who didn't even think twice about it. They figure, hey, the U.S. government's good. They're not going to try to hurt me. They don't want to try to hurt me. The media and people on television, they don't want to see me get hurt. And, you know, this vaccine is not going to do anything other than just stop me from getting COVID. So they just lined up and got it. And now they're seeing all the reports. And now they're seeing all the reports that vaccinated people are causing mutations. Vaccinated people are causing spread. And most of the new hospitalizations due to COVID are from vaccinated people. So we are working on getting Alex Jones back on the line. Guys, just let me know when he's ready to go. But, folks, it's a miracle. We're not even supposed to be on air at this time bringing you this information. And there's a reason why they got rid of the VAERS reports and the reports out of Israel, is because they don't want you to see this. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com so we can keep bringing you this information. Alex Jones back connected on the line here. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and okay, guys. Yeah, just let me know when he comes back on. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not supposed to be on the air to bring you this information right now. That's why we were targeted first for censorship. That's why they've done all kinds of things behind the scenes to have us taken off air and shut us down. But thanks to God's graciousness, we're still with you. And thanks to your support and your prayers and everything, we're still with you. But we do need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com, all the great supplements, the T-shirts, the privacy pouches for your phone so that you can't be tracked and traced. You want the government to stop tracking, tracing you, listen to your calls. You put in that privacy pouch, it cuts it off. You know, we're working on even expanding in the midst of all these attacks. We've just hired a new reporter who's just started filing reports. She's down at the border with a crew right now. So this is what we're doing at InfoWars to awaken America and awaken the world. And by the way, when you do order your privacy pouch right now, we are sending a big selection of stickers, including the sticker for your front door. If you want to put it there or somewhere near your front door, door knockers, no solicitation. This property charges $50 per minute to listen to any vaccine/medical advice. Payment required in advance by knocking or ringing our doorbell. You agree to the terms stated above. And so you put that right there near your door, on your door, and the vaccine pushers that are going door to door for Joe Biden and big pharmaceutical companies, they will be turned away. Or maybe it's just an interesting starting point to talk to these people. Like, hey, why do you have this sign in your door? Well, because I don't want to get that deadly vaccine. Here, let me show you why. Or the supplements, folks. We have the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our goal. That's our mission with our supplements, is to go out and source out the best, highest quality supplements and then sell them to you at the best price. And then many times we even cut into that and just even offer that at a discount. So whether it's the brand new greens fiber capsules that are still on sale at an introductory rate, whether it's the vitamin C plus zinc supplement that's just so good, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how everything we do here is possible. All right, we do have Alex on the phone now. We've got 3 minutes left here in this segment. Alex, go ahead.
Well, it's no big deal. I'm just going to host the next hour now. No problem. I just got a weird feedback, and it's just part of the technical stuff that I couldn't get back in the line. That's fine. I'm going to host the first three segments of Matt Bragg. I want to do the last half of the hour. Yeah, I love Matt, but I've got to cover the vaccine stuff. I have to get this information out. And it's my fault. I have a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to, so I'm mad at myself for not getting to those. I also have an example of a solution of the way to take the globalist on. But while we're on the main show, I'm going to just ask very politely and just lovingly, can we put the article from InfoWars.com with the Michael Rappaport up there, showing the side-by-side photos of him a few months ago getting the shot and saying he just got the shot and now he looks like today? Because Rappaport's attacked me a lot, so I see a lot of his videos. I routinely see his stuff as he attacks me every month or so. He looks 20 years older after he took the mRNA injection. And I just want to show people what this looks like. He's skinny. His hair is totally gray. He's lost a bunch of weight. He looks 20 years older. He's got a fever blister on his face. Again, I'm on the phone. Can people see that right now?
Yes, it's on the screen.
Okay, great. So that's what goes on with this. That's what happens with this. And that's why this is so dangerous. But I wanted to talk about solutions here. A few weeks ago, there was a Michigan fair. And let's go ahead and roll the video, please. There was a Michigan fair, and they saw one of those rides where it's the ship that rocks back and forth and spins around in circles. They've all been on them. They hadn't put the anchors down right for it, and so it starts to rock. It's about to jump over. One man says, let's get over here and let's save it. And a bunch of people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, risk their lives, what's about to jump over and probably kill the people who are swinging around above at high speed. And they save the ride from jumping over. That's the type of human spirit and human action that we need to have with this same thing. Be leaders, be the first to step up and stand on that ride and save those people. Because, hey, that person could have, those people get hurt or died, and he might have protected his life. But he had that human instinct to help others. They'll have the instinct to help him. The authoritarian regimes, they drive that out of you where no one stands up for each other. But Americans have always been known for that. And others around the world. So I want to encourage everybody to come together and realize how important you are and how special all this is. And the fact this is such an incredible moment, the fact that you're awake and you're involved and you're informed means you're literally an ambassador, a leader, an emissary in this whole fight. So that's why I'm so proud of Owen and the great crew and just the great job everybody's doing, our affiliates, our sponsors, the great listeners, because I'm sorry we've got to cover all this negative news. I'm sorry we have to go over all this really bad, scary stuff. But the globalists want us to be childlike and very naive and stupid so they can feed on us. All right, fourth hour coming up with Matt Bracken. Great job, Owen Troyer. We'll be back today, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room. Please support us, InfoWars.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.